The Americans, Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 10, Section 1. Imperialism and America. Before you read. In the last section, you read about Woodrow Wilson. In this section, you will learn how economic activity led to political and military involvement overseas. American expansionism. Why did Americans support imperialism? In 1893, Queen Liliuokalani of Hawaii gave up her throne. Hawaii was about to be taken over by the United States. By the 1880s, many American leaders thought the United States should establish colonies overseas. This idea was called imperialism, the policy in which stronger nations extend economic, political, or military control over weaker territories. European countries had competed for territory all over the world. Most Americans gradually accepted the idea of overseas expansion. Three factors fueled American imperialism: desire for military strength, thirst for new markets, and a belief in the superiority of American culture. Admiral Alfred T. Mahan of the U.S. Navy supported growing American naval power so the U.S. could compete with other nations. The U.S. built such modern battleships as the Maine and the Oregon. The new ships made the U.S. the world's largest naval power. By the late 1800s, technology had changed American farms and factories. They produced more than Americans could consume, so the U.S. needed foreign trade. American businesses needed markets for their products and raw materials for their factories. The third root of American imperialism was a belief that the people of the United States were better than the people of other countries. This racist belief came from people's pride in their Anglo-Saxon, Northern European, heritage. People sometimes felt they had a duty to spread their culture and Christian religion among other people. Question 1. What were three reasons Americans supported imperialism? The United States acquires Alaska. The United States takes Hawaii. How did the Hawaiian Islands become a U.S. territory? William Seward was Secretary of State for Presidents Lincoln and Andrew Johnson. In 1867, he purchased Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. Some opponents in Congress made fun of the deal, calling it Seward's icebox or Seward's folly. The Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific Ocean had been important to the United States since the 1790s. Merchants had stopped there on their way to China and India. In the 1820s, American missionaries founded Christian schools and churches on the islands. A number of Americans had established sugar plantations in Hawaii. In the mid-1800s, these large farms accounted for about three-quarters of the wealth in the islands. Plantation owners brought thousands of laborers to Hawaii from Japan, Portugal, and China. This weakened the influence of the native Hawaiians. By 1900, the foreign laborers outnumbered the Hawaiians 3-1. In 1875, the United States agreed to import Hawaiian sugar duty-free. Over the next 15 years, Hawaiian sugar production increased 9 times. Then, the McKinley tariff caused a crisis for Hawaiian sugar growers. With the duty on their sugar, Hawaiian growers faced stiff competition from other growers. The powerful Hawaiian sugar growers called for the U.S. to annex Hawaii. The U.S. military had already understood the value of Hawaii. In 1887, the U.S. forced Hawaii to let it build a naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii's best port. When the Hawaiian king died in 1891, his sister became queen. Queen Liliuokalani wanted a new constitution that would give voting power back to ordinary Hawaiians. American business interests did not want this to happen. American business groups organized a revolt against the Queen. The U.S. ambassador, John L. Stevens, helped them. The planters took control of the island. They established a temporary government and made American businessman Sanford B. Dole the president. Stevens urged the U.S. government to annex the Hawaiian Islands. President Grover Cleveland refused to take over the islands unless a majority of Hawaiians favored that. In 1897, however, William McKinley became president. He favored annexation. In 1898, Hawaii became a U.S. territory. Question 2. How did Hawaiians lose control of their islands?